This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Yeah, the Tush Push. It is up for a vote. Look, do they need it? I want to keep it. I think it's ridiculous. The NFL is and, well, not everyone, but at least enough people in the NFL are trying to get this thing out. There's no injury data, and it's just sour grapes that they can't figure this thing out. 215-592-9494. But I don't think the Eagles need it. If it's out of the NFL next year, I'm not going to change my win projection on the Eagles. I'm not going to change how far I think they're going to go. The team is the team, and they have enough good players and coaches that they will figure this out. Kyle thinks they need it. Hugh thinks it's really just a demoralizing aspect.
Demoralizing.
That they need that part of it. 215-592-9494 to hop in. Don't forget, WIP now live on YouTube. Subscribe to Sports Radio 94 WIP. Be sure to turn on notifications so you never miss a show. Kyle and I were in the same sweatshirt today, in case you guys didn't notice already on YouTube.
Twinsies.
Yeah, you didn't want to join us?
No, I got mine.
You got one
of
these.
I didn't want to.
94 WIP, breaking news.
What do we got?
We have an update on the Tush Push, guys.
Okay, I'm still alive. I'm trying to read Kyle's face here. He doesn't seem over the top enthused, but he's also not upset.
I got a good poker face going on right now. Discussions on the Tush Push have been tabled until a later date, source said.
So I think they don't. I think around May, sometime late in May, they kind of redo conversation on rules. I think that's usually an NFL thing if they can't figure it out now. So it's been tabled. So let's. So we continue this conversation. It's not. So here's what we have. It has not been banned. It has not been kept. It has been tabled until a later date. To be determined on the Tush Push. All right, before we go back to the phone lines, we do have a great prize to give away as well. Let's hear from Matt LaFleur, because you know how I was talking about football guys want to keep the Tush Push? Matt LaFleur, absolutely not a football guy. Listen to him.
Your team's proposal about the Tush Push, the rules proposal?
Well, just when you look at the play, I would say I don't think it's a great football play. It's more of a rugby play. And then some of the injury concerns, we just want to kind of get out in front of that, you know, and be a little bit more proactive than that.
And even though you guys ran it a few times, like with the tight end?
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, we do it too. I mean, but we're going to adjust, you know, to whatever the rules may be. And if it doesn't go through, it doesn't go through. But we're always constantly trying to look at everything. I think when you look at player safety, I think that's at the forefront of everybody's mind in this league.
Were you involved in the actual, like, writing of it and the drafting of that proposal?
No, we've got people that can do that that are a lot smarter than I am.
See, this is the problem. This is where, for me, being a grown-up is tough.
Mm-hmm. You have these moments every few weeks.
No, for me, this is where being grown-up is tough. Because, you know, I grew up, my father used to always say, be a man and, you know, stand on business and be a man in your word and all this other stuff. So if you have a problem with somebody, just tell them you have a problem with them. Your wording has changed because you have no footing to stand on. You went from, you know, whatever your first argument was to echoing what you heard somebody else say.
Yep.
That is irritating to me. Instead of just saying you don't like it because you can't do it, or you don't like it because somebody else does it better than you.
And you think one team has an advantage of the rest of the league.
That nobody else has. Basically, that's what it is. Because you sat there and you copied and pasted what somebody else said. Damn near verbatim.
With the McDermott
when you start talking about the rugby play, getting out in front of the injuries and stuff like that, just say you don't like it because you can't stop it. I can respect that. I'm not lying. I can respect that. You know, it's just something that, it just burns my biscuits. Like, you know, I've had an HR flashback when, you know, you're going to HR meeting.
Is that when you wear your suit?
Yeah, I wore my suit. and you hear things like, well, hey, you did this and this and that. No, I didn't. Tell me what the real reason is.
Yeah.
Like, just tell me the real reason. Don't make up all these different things about this, that, and the third. Just tell me the real reason. That irritates me, man. And that's what I keep hearing when I hear all these coaches talk.
So Matt LaFleur, officially not a football guy. He also there said that it's a rugby play. All right, so I'll be honest with you. I haven't watched much rugby in my time. Not a rugby guy.
I've watched enough rugby to know that that's not a rugby play.
Do you know who does know rugby better than you or I or
yes.
any of our listeners? That'd be Jordan Mailata. He literally was a rugby player before he became an NFL player. Can we hear Jordan Mailata? Because he was asked, like, hey, people say this is a rugby play. Jordan, you literally played rugby. Here's Mailata on that idea.
How do you feel about the criticism that the play should be banned because it's a rugby play?
Who's saying that?
Peter King, notably, Peter very King. Much has been.
Shout out to Peter King.
Shout out to Peter. We love
shout
you, Peter.
Certainly a take that I don't understand that. Why he said that. It's got nothing to do with any rugby movements.
You're saying it's not a rugby.
It's not a rugby play.
Is it not similar to the scrum? How is it different than a scrum?
Dude, the scrum is much harder than the tush push.
Do you at least incorporate rugby scrum techniques and fundamentals in the brotherly shove that you do?
I learned the brotherly shove here at the Eagles.
Okay.
I didn't incorporate anything. There's
so nothing.
To carry over.
Okay.
You, JP, and Stout taught me the brotherly shove.
Teach me.
No.
I just do whatever you taught me all those years ago. That's what I do now. I don't want to give it away, but
yeah,
you know, I just do what you essentially taught me, and it works every time.
See, that's the thing. And I've had a chance to talk to Jordan. He did he's sitting with friends, but when he said Peter King's name, and he said he equates it to a rugby move. He didn't like that. He does not like that because he has a tremendous amount of respect for rugby. We've had this conversation.
He played it. He knows.
I'm not speaking out of turn. And he said to a man, I'm not going to tell you the exact verbiage that he used, but he was like, it's the stupidest thing that he's ever heard for anybody to say it's like rugby. And the fact that they're real tight-lipped about the technique that they use tells you everything that you need to know about what they do.
If I'm going to trust anybody on this, like, I have no idea what the background of McDermott and LaFleur is with rugby. Maybe they played at some point when they were younger.
No.
I'm going to guess they didn't play like Jordan Mailata played. Like, he's the one.
He was a monster.
Yeah, like, if anyone knows what a rugby play actually is compared to an NFL player, or, you know, American football play, it's a guy that played at a high level. It's we used the phrase a crutch earlier. This has become the crutch for the people who want the tush push out. Oh, it's a rugby play. Well, no, a rugby player is telling you it's not. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Do the Eagles need the tush push? We just broke the news a few minutes ago. The NFL is tabling the vote. So no vote today. I'm not sure when it's going to be. I know in years past they've kind of come back around on some of these things they've tabled around May. So maybe a month from now they'll vote. But right now, no vote today.
You know why it's tabled? Because they realize that this is somewhat personal. It's gone beyond football.
Mm.
It's gone personal. When you got side conversations, side heated conversations and things of that nature, that's personal. Like, think about it. We do all this brain wrestling and stuff, trying to be adults about situations and handle things in adult ways. And at the end of the day, most times when you do, you can walk away and say, hey, we agree or disagree.
Yeah.
Not this situation. This has become more. The fact that Sean McVay went on television, all animated, it must have been right after, I'm assuming, it was not too far after he had the conversation with Howie and those guys, where he got on TV. He's all animated. He got sweat all in his Hawaiian shirt, talking about, I'm not being a hater. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. That's irritating. That is extremely irritating that you got to sit there and make up stuff about why you don't like to play. Just say you can't stop it. Your defensive line. Because as a matter of fact, that's the game when who was that young defensive end they have? Can't think of his name right
Jared
now.
Jared Verse
was getting worked like a shift by Jordan Mailata. As a matter of fact, that was the game that he was talking about when they lined up in the tush-push formation. He said something to the effect that you know what's coming, and they couldn't stop it.
You know, this is a tough scene for I always considered Sean McVay a football guy. I guess he's not. I just wrote a list down. Non-football guys, football guys. McVay, non-football guy. It's a tough scene for him.
Share the full list at some point.
So non-football guys would be McVay, LaFleur, clearly not a football guy. Who else is not a football guy? DeCamera's not a football guy because he doesn't want the play.
You're making a list. Boy, I tell you, so petty. I'm so proud of you.
We need the list. Now, Dan Campbell, D'Amico Ryans, those are football guys, right? Like, those guys scream football.
Aaron Glenn,
guys.
Mike Vrabel.
A lot of most of the ex-players.
Most
of the ex-players want to keep this. We'll keep the ledger on this list all show
y'all,
long.
Y'all funny.
Terrence in Springfield is up. What's up, Terrence?
Here we go, Kyle. What's up, man?
Terrence, what's up?
Man, this goes to the point, man, where everyone says everyone hates the Eagles, and, you know, we don't care. The Tushy Pushy wasn't a problem when we wasn't winning the Super Bowl. The Tushy Pushy wasn't a problem when we wasn't winning the Super Bowl. And there's not any evidence that people are getting hurt at all. So I feel like this is a witch hunt on the Philadelphia Eagles to try to limit their offense to make things harder for Coach Sirianni. I was telling Kyle, they're trying to make things harder for Sirianni. The Eagles came up with this play, and I think it changed the way Sirianni coaches. Now, do I think that Jalen Hurts can get the 1 yard? Yes, I think he still can get a QB sneak off. But sometimes they would run this thing on 3rd and 3, 3rd and 4, and it would get the 2 yards and get two more on 4th down. So I feel like Nick will start getting in the way of these games if they do ban this thing. Now, Sean McDermott and Matt LaPorte, these bum coaching franchises, Sean McDermott is mad because his QB is a choke artist. He can't beat Mahomes. The crazy part about this thing is the Bills ran this thing the second most in the NFL with their big-ass 6'6" QB that couldn't even get half a yard versus Kansas City Chiefs. In the playoffs. So I feel like we do need this play. Yes, I do. I can see if they just ran it. I can see if they ran the tush push straight up and down. But we saw them during the last 2 years. They're able to run variations off this tushy pushy, man. And we saw that sometimes they confuse the defense. Sometimes they burn defense because they're focused on Jalen Hurts going up the middle. And we might burn them for a pass. We might burn them to a toss to the outside. So the Eagles and Coach Sirianni, they came up with this play, you know, and they have made this play formidable because they are able to run these variations off this play. And I feel like that's their argument that they're going to have. That's why I'm so passionate about this play, because they're able to run variations. It's not just a scrum to get 1 yard. They have figured out variations to burn a defense. And I feel like that's the biggest argument that they could have.
Well, yeah, it is. And they have evolved it a little bit as time has gone on. Terrence, we appreciate the phone call. All right, Peter Schrager, I believe now moving to ESPN soon, but he's been with NFL Network for a long time in Fox Sports. Peter Schrager, Hugh, put this out a few minutes ago. Hearing the tush-push debate amongst the teams is the rare rule change proposal where both sides are not only dug in and very passionate, but there are influential voices making cases to potential swing votes on both sides of the debate. That is the story of the week. So they've tabled this till May, and I guess they're going to try to continue to sway the people that are unsure of what to do here.
Everything is happening like I thought it would. Everybody's having dinners. And
you know, if I'm the Eagles, I'm upset today, because I don't think they had the votes to ban it today. But a month from now, if they sway more people, that's ridiculous. Vote today.
I'm telling you, man, all the indications say that everyone is very passionate about this.
Yes.
I mean, no more.
Well, see, that makes
than the
you,
Philadelphia Eagles.
That makes you emboldened that it's it matters.
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, I do think it matters. I just don't think they need it. Like, I'd rather keep it. It helps. I just don't think they need it. Jeff in Wilmington is up. Hey, Jeff.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Jeff. What's up?
I think they need it, but I think they need it. They need it as part of their offense. I don't know if I think they need it. Whatever I think doesn't really matter, but it's been part of their offense. It's just like if you were to take out, like a swing pass to Saquon. Like, you can't do that anymore. Well, that's part of our game. So, I don't know, man. Like I said yesterday, these guys that are going against it, it's totally because they can't figure it out. And whatever Jordan Mailata just said makes 100% total sense to me.
And he would know, Jeff. I mean, that's the funniest part. Like, when I hear, you know, LaFleur talking about rugby, I don't think he's got much of a rugby background. At least he didn't play to the level that Jordan Mailata did. So I'm going to take Mailata's viewpoint over his.
Yeah, and LaFleur and Sean McVay, these guys, they're just afraid to say put their own point of view on it.
Yeah.
I mean, whoever said rugby play, however many years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, they need to be beaten. Because that's all anybody says now is, oh, it's a rugby play. It's a rugby play.
Yeah.
I don't know squat about rugby, but it doesn't look like a rugby play to me. Man, whoop a man, like you says. That's what it is.
That's the bottom line. That's what it is.
It's
man.
A crutch for it's a crutch for people who want it out. Like they keep repeating the same things: injury risk, rugby play. Even though there's no data that supports either one of those arguments.
Yeah, I mean, when the advent of the forward pass came around, I mean, don't you think that people were upset about that because they couldn't figure it out?
I'm sure they were. Yeah, and you know what? Now, obviously, this isn't as sport-changing as that, but anytime there's a new thing, you're going to have people...
It's always a pushback.
Yeah, there's a pushback. Like, you either have to figure out how to stop it, or you try to get rid of it.
Exactly. So, like I said, I'm glad they tabled it, but it does sound like everybody's dug in. So, I want to be those couple of swing votes in the middle because I'm getting all kinds of free drinks and dinners over the next month and a half.
That's true.
All kinds.
Jeff, good point. Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. So Diana Russini chimed in. According to her, this is not a great outcome for the Eagles because I think the viewpoint here was if they voted today,
they would have got it.
The Eagles would have won the vote. They would have been on our side. But because they're going to wait, she wrote, proponents of the play, including the Eagles, don't look at this result as a win because the further we go, the more the people that are in the middle could be swung the other way.
And this is the thing to me. And help me understand this. And I'm speaking like I'm at the meeting. Your whole premise of being in this competition committee was to advance the game to the point where, you know, you could stay ahead of the curve as far as all the other sports are concerned. That's why you're the number one sport in America.
Mm-hmm. By a lot.
It's because you've had all these innovative ideas and you've always kept the game fresh and new. To me, this is a strong part of that. It's just unfortunate. Like, the Eagles have found something that nobody would have ever thought could not be emulated. Because that's what it is. Just like the counter trap option play, like the run and shoot, like the fun and gun offense, stuff like that. You know, the back catching the ball out of the backfield. I'm talking about simple things. To push this game forward and to sit there and try to take away a play because somebody else does it better than everybody else, to me, that's ridiculous. Back in the day, remember when Coach Walsh was the only person running the West Coast offense? Remember that?
And everyone copied him, yeah.
And because the quarterback play was not that great. It was hard to find quarterbacks.
Well, I mean, you go back to that time, completion percentage used to be in the low 50s.
Yes.
And then he's like, no, I can get it to 60.
Yes, yeah. And I, you know what's funny? Who was the quarterback? The Giants that won the Super Bowl.
Eli?
Not Eli, before
Phil
him.
Phil Sims?
Phil Sims. Couldn't think of it because I thought about his son, his crazy-ass son's name, Chris. But Phil Sims' completion rate, when you look at it, is super low as far as a quarterback.
Well, a lot
concerned.
Of that error was, yeah.
Yeah. And he won a Super Bowl. The game is designed, and it's innovative. You want to push it forward. That's what this play is. It's just something that nobody else can stop. I would venture to say that all the people, at least every team in the NFL, has at least tried to do the tush-push one time. Or they want to implement it, but they didn't have the personnel to do it.
I'm glad you said the personnel. I also think they're spending a lot of time on a play that probably 10 years from now might not exist to the same extent. Like, the reason this works is the Eagles have Jeff Stoutland, this offensive line, and Jalen Hurts. Like, when Jalen Hurts is no longer the player he is today, right, I don't know, 5-10 years from now, they might not run it as much. It feels like a lot to do about...
Nothing.
I mean, it really does. And it's an unserious way to go about things as a competition committee. Do they need it, though? I don't think they do. If this gets thrown out at some point, they're going to re-vote or actually vote in May. I don't think it's going to crush the Eagles if they can't use it next year. Kyle disagrees. Hugh feels they need that element of kind of taking the soul of the opponent.
It's demoralizing.
Yeah, it is.
It's demoralizing.
All right, 215-592-9494. Before we go any further here, we got a pair of tickets on the line today, Hugh, to see the Phillies and Rockies Thursday, Ooh. April 3rd, a 105 first pitch at Citizens Bank Park. For tickets and info, visit Phillies.com. We got a pair, though, to give away on the show today. Let's do it. Playing a little game called Hugh's Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with a tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hugh's Clues. Come on in, come on in. Hugh's Clues. It's Hugh's Clues and you.
You know, this is my favorite part of the day.
I know.
Because I like to drop these stellar clues that people like to complain about on a regular.
We'll see
I don't
that.
Understand why they complain, but this is a good one. This is a good one. Y'all ready? And I made it easy for y'all today.
Okay.
Y'all ready? Yeah, turn the music down a little bit, Kyle, because I'm I want people to hear this clue as he turns his music up. Boy, we are so dysfunctional on the show. Okay, the first clue is this is a popular fruit.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's a good clue.
A fruit?
Yes.
You're the worst.
I am not the worst. Listen.
You're starting a fruit.
Everything I do is based in something that I've done. That makes sense.
A fruit. We start and with a fruit.
It's a popular fruit.
Okay. All right.
Think about it, y'all. Just think about it. Just use your brain. Especially if y'all been listening. Use your brain.
All right. There it goes. Hugh starts with a popular fruit.
It's not
fruit.
As easy as you think for some people.
It is. No. But to listen, yeah, I know. Listening sometimes is hard.
Our audience is probably saying that about us. Well, they don't use their brains over there.
Especially when they get the long talk.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Popular fruit is your first clue for Hugh's Clues. Pair of Phillies tickets to Thursday's game. 105 against the Rockies on the line. Do the Eagles need the tush push? James in Pottstown is up on WIP. Hey, James.
Hey, Kyle, Joe, Hugh, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's up, James, what's up?
So I am totally with you, Joe. I agree that I wouldn't get rid of it if it was up to me, if I had my druthers, but I think that they can find a way to make it work. And let me paint you guys a picture, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Say this offseason they do ban the pushing aspect of it. We know the Eagles are going to be stellar at the quarterback sneak. Imagine they line up with an empty backfield. The defense can't do anything except put a six-man front up there if they're going to respect it at all. I think the Eagles can really get it done regardless. Like you said, it's a personnel thing. Let them vote. It's sour grapes.
That's exactly what it is. Like, James, if they didn't have Jalen Hurts, if they just had a normal average running quarterback and they were still doing this well, then I'd say, uh-oh, right? Because then they would have to rely on something different. But Hurts might be the most powerful running quarterback ever. That's regardless of the tush push. So I just think they'll figure it out. And then what you described there, if the Eagles spread it out and the other team put six to the line of scrimmage, they could always check to a screen pass to AJ and then boom, get a big play off of that.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I was actually more concerned over the offense coordinator than if they ban it or what, because it's like, a good mind will work around it.
Yes. Yeah.
With what we got on the team.
Well, that's it. They have a lot of good football players. All right, James, give us a guess. Hugh's Clues. A fruit is your first clue.
I'm going to go back to what I just said, grapes.
You know what? Grapes is a good guess because there's sour grapes out there in the NFL.
Sour grapes.
James, not it, but a good guess. Grapes, our first guest today for Hugh's Clues. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. We got a lot to do on the show today. Coming up at 12, Elliot Shore Parks live from the owners' meetings. Elliot's on a heater this week, asking good questions, pushing the envelope. We'll talk to him about the shelving of this vote. So if you just tuned in, the tush push vote is not coming down today. They decided to table it until next month. It's April 1st. So next month, sometime in May, they'll redo this, and they might vote then. This is not good if you want the tush push kept, though, because I believe if they voted today, the Eagles would have been on the right side of this. The longer this goes, the more back-channeling politics, Hugh, that could happen here.
Back-channeling politics.
I mean, that's what's going to happen. People are going to try to convince each other to vote their way. We shall see. But do the Eagles need it? If this thing gets banned, it would obviously change things, but I don't think the Eagles need it to be successful. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494 for your phone calls, guesses for Hugh's Clues, and on the other side, we'll get to the Phillies yesterday, winning their home opener. Our takeaways from a comeback victory, a big, big inning against the Rockies bullpen led by Sosa and Schwarber and Trey. We'll get to it all next. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.